rating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Salvation Army Thrift Store on Atlanta Highway is closed right now after a tractor trailer backed into it, leaving a hole in the wall. The store is closed indefinitely, but they are accepting donations at the Maxwell Boulevard warehouse. Democrat John Knight was not alone in having his primary voting record show incorrectly that he voted in the Republican primary. Knight and almost two dozen other people discovered their primary party selection was changed. Now the Secretary of State's office is investigating. And you can help students in Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Our love is alive. There's a flame burning within.
someone brings a song to my attention that I've not heard but I like. And if anybody knows what I like to play, I love some 70s pop. Whatever you do. This is Stumbling In, Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. You brought this to my attention.
I heard this and was like, this is a good radio bumper for Baron.
Yes, this is perfect. This is going on the rotation.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like perfect 70s pop that I don't know how it wasn't a huge hit because I'd never heard it before, like last week. And I meant to bring it up Monday or Tuesday, but we had so much going on with the guests and all that. Yeah. And I was like, all right, today, like, I got to get this one in because it's just so good.
You got an incredible memory because that's the kind of stuff I don't. Like, if I didn't tell you the day, you'll never hear it. You'll never hear it. My bad memory is legendary.
Something stick with you, you know?
No, you know, at work, I write down a lot of stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I always have a pad next to me. I always have I've got a note function in my phone. Everything's written, and things don't get forgotten.
Yep.
Because I know if I think, well, I'll just remember to do that later.
You won't.
I will not do that later. Stumbling In, Susie Quattro, and Chris Norman. That is a, that's a pop.
That's a jam, isn't
that's
it?
That is a great song. Oh, it's even got a little solo. This is a 70s pop classic. All right, guys, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I had a whole bunch of stuff that I haven't covered the last few days because of the elections and everything. I didn't want to get
up. Yeah, I mean, we had, you know, lots of
one of them was... I've been very insistent that you can't say Robert... There's no public evidence available that Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein are bad actors. There's a lot of speculative evidence. There's a lot of things you can put together. There's a lot of... I don't know. I mean... I don't want to say... what's the word I'm looking for here? Circumstantial evidence?
Right. Maybe, yeah.
I don't know if that's quite the right word, but I guess you could use it. That they're bad actors, but there was no direct evidence until the 12 Russians were indicted on the eve of the Trump-Putin summit. And I looked down the list of what they were alleged to have done. I looked down the list of who they were, and I realized... I mean, it struck me like I turned cold almost feeling. You know, you get that shock that goes through your body and you feel kind of cold. I had that cold kind of feeling because it was the first evidence I'd seen that Rod Rosenstein probably very well could be a bad actor. And that scared me because Rod Rosenstein is the only thing, frankly, that could keep bad actors in check at this point. He basically has singular control over whether or not Donald Trump is railroaded or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me a little bit. It bothered me a little bit. I'm not saying, and I do not jump to conclusions, particularly with legal stuff. I don't run off, and I usually know before I go too far overboard. This bothered me. This bothered me. This was not a... this was not a situation where I thought to myself, you know, I'm immediately, everything I believed is wrong. No, it's not like that at all. I mean, but you can almost hear me probably struggling with how to articulate it. And I've thought about this for days. How do you articulate that? And then this happened. So the first thing that kind of put Rosenstein on my radar in the last week was the indictment of 12 Russians for no reason on like the day before Trump goes to meet with Putin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was no reason. It could have waited. Could have been done 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Could have been done 6 months from now. They were waiting for the perfect time to do it to ruin Trump's summit with Putin. Then I see this piece. Dateline Washington. Rosenstein asked prosecutors to help with Kavanaugh papers. Very, very unusual. Usually, Supreme Court nominees are vetted at main justice.
Right.
In Washington, D.C. Then they have hundreds of people there that can be lawyers and dig through stuff.
Yeah, I actually got the pleasure of being someone's, like they put me down as a reference.
Yeah.
And
they call you.
Yeah, it was really funny because the person who it was called me and said, "Don't be alarmed." But if you get a call from the FBI.
Yeah.
Obviously, this person's a lawyer, and I was like, okay, you got my attention now.
No, I'm alarmed.
And they're like, well, I've been nominated, and so, and I was like, now, wait a minute. Why'd you tell them to call me?
Yeah, of all people.
Yeah, and they said that they needed people in that worked with them, that worked against them, and then, you know, people, like, prominent people in the community, and I was like, okay, again.
Which of those three am I?
And it was really funny because the agent that interviewed me, they said, is there anything that you can think of that would disqualify this person? And I said, there's one thing. And he said, what? You know, he gets kind of, and I said, that they had to list me as a reference. They didn't have, you know, 50 other people. They related on me. He cracked up. He's like, no one's ever said that before. He's like, I've never laughed before in one of these interviews, but that was good. Anyway, well, it's an interesting process.
It is, but the Justice Department usually handles all this stuff. And they have lawyers in Washington, and they carry it out, and they read the papers, and they phone call all the people, and they go visit the school teachers and all that. And they look to make sure that these people are not under criminal investigation. And last week, Rod Rosenstein sent an email to 93 U.S. attorneys around the country. All 93 of them. There's 93 total U.S. attorneys.
Okay.
He asked each office to provide up to 3 federal prosecutors, and here's the quote, who can make this important project a priority for the next several weeks. Now, again, I'm not one to jump it. I know a lot of people sent this article to me, and here's more evidence Rosenstein's a bad guy. You not believe that now? Look, there's 2 ways to look at this. One is Rosenstein could be a good guy and wanting to move quickly so that Kavanaugh gets a seat as in accordance with McConnell and Trump's wishes. He could be wanting to vet the process as quickly as possible. He looked around Maine Justice and said, you know, Kavanaugh's been in the public eye for 25 years. He's got a paper trail a mile long. We need 93 offices, 3 men each, 275, 300 people looking into this guy. So we can get through the process. We can assure the Democrats it's been done. And we can and get it on the right path. I mean, that's one way to look at this. But in light of the fact that he indicted 12 Russians for something they didn't do. I'm sorry. I'm not toting the Moscow line. You know, I'm not a Red Squarian. They didn't do it. They did not hack into Hillary Clinton's servers. Well, they might have. They did not hack into the DNC server. That was done on site.
We've established this.
This is beyond disputed fact. And the fact that Rosenstein is out there indicting people for hacking into it from Russia is absolutely asinine. And it's evidence, A, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, or B, he's a bad actor. And I don't know which. You remember Fusion GPS is the one who established that they broke into the DNC server, mm-hmm. Not the FBI. The FBI read Fusion GPS's report. They wouldn't even look at the servers.
Mm-hmm.
The DNC wouldn't give them the servers. And then they destroy the servers. The Russians didn't break into those servers. There's no evidence that they did whatsoever. In fact, all the evidence points to the fact that it was done on site, probably by a guy named Seth Rich. Wish he could talk. But I don't know. So I say all this to say, look, I've got a running commentary with the audience. I try to be honest and upfront and, you know, all that stuff. And it's the first piece of evidence that I've actually worried about. Now, it could be that Trump wanted Rosenstein to do this. That Sessions wanted Rosenstein to do this. Because he wanted him to indict the 12 Russians.
Uh-huh.
That might benefit him if they indict him and clear him because they didn't do it. But that, I don't think that can take place for any elections. And this is a huge, huge, huge problem. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. So anyway, I say this to say, do I think Rosenstein's a bad actor? Not yet, but I have seen finally evidence that he could be. And I've seen one piece of evidence that Mueller could be a bad actor. Just one. So, we'll see. Anyway, keeping you posted. Phone calls, 272-9228. We'll take them after this.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and
opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dave, did you know this hour of the program was brought to you in part by our friends over at Cole Plumbing?
I did. Awesome as they are. Number one in the number two business.
They are number one in the number two business. That's why I like Cole Plumbing. I like people who are number one in their industry. I like people with proprietary technology. I like people who get the job done right. I do. And that's why I like Cole Plumbing. Give them a call, 279-8919, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. They're also on Facebook. CC Cole, James Cole, Cameron Cole, Mrs. Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there at Cole Plumbing. So when you want the job done right, you don't want someone digging up your whole yard. You don't want someone recommending a bunch of stuff that doesn't need to be done. You get Cole Plumbing on the horn, 279-8919. And they are generous sponsors of hour number three of this broadcast each and every day. Hour number 272-9228, if you want to get in. We'll dedicate the segment to some calls if you've been wanting to call but didn't want to wait too long. Heath?
Hey, I had a question. If you had, y'all may have already talked about it, but if there's a art gallery in Portland, Oregon, that on the big front window has a picture of Trump being beheaded and with the words F you. How can they do that and not like come under some kind of investigation or litigation from the Secret Service?
I don't know the answer completely, but I'll say that that I think that would fall under the First Amendment's artistic a privilege, I guess. I don't know what you said, but
it is.
I mean, it's art. They're not saying go do it. They're just saying that they don't like it.
It's tacky and stupid.
It's tacky.
It just is, you know.
It's like when people put crucifixes in a jar with diarrhea
pee-pee?
Or something, you know.
In pee-pee?
Yeah. But
it was pee-pee.
Yeah. Whatever it was, it's also classless and tacky, but it's freedom of speech. You know what? One of the things that's great about this country is freedom of speech. You go to United Kingdom, you go to Germany, you go to France, they don't have freedom of speech.
They sure don't.
They really don't. They don't have freedom of religion. They don't have freedom of speech. We do, and with all the bitterness and sweetness that comes with it.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. It's an unfortunate reality. Not the freedom of speech. It's an unfortunate reality that someone would use their freedom of speech to do that.
Yeah.
Remember Snoop Dogg pulling a gun on Trump in a video? And I mean, it's foolishness.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, it's foolishness. It's foolishness. Doug Singleton. How are you, sir? Doug? Oh, man.
Hey,
there he is.
Hey, buddy. I got a question for Dave. Dave, on this past election, how accurate was the polling before the election, the week before elections, and matching up with the results?
there wasn't a ton of publicly available polling.
I mean, I know you have privy to polling that other people don't.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, like, for my own candidates and for all of the, it's interesting. I ran a poll through my company just for the heck of it 2 weeks out, and it showed basically that the one thing that it really showed me was that King was going to have a hard time gaining on Marshall. Marshall had moved up enough to where it was a statistically significant bump, and I think that because of what happened with his family, I think that he became really hard to attack, and that people would resent that, and you know that's just a thing. And then it also showed that Ainsworth and Twinkle were neck and neck, and that was a pretty dang close race.
Yeah.
What was the spread?
Yeah.
It ended up being about a point and a half, 2 points.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, you own Marshall and Ainsworth. Campaign?
No, I didn't do anything with them. I had Rick Pate and Christy Edwards.
I was really, really glad for Rick Pate to win. He's a great
dude, and he'll do really. I mean, I think if you built an ag commissioner in a lab, you'd come up with something very similar to Pate. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, if I had to draw an ag commissioner, he looked like Rick Pate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
I want a guy who walks like John Wayne.
That's right.
A guy who sounds country as a counter.
But also really, really smart.
Oh, he's
very
smart.
And a very successful businessman.
Successful businessman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a great reputation.
Rick comes across as being trustworthy. I mean, when he tells you something, you just believe it.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
That's why I took it. I mean, I just believed everything he said, and it just looked like a guy that would just tell you, you know, just like it is, puts it down there where the goat's going to eat it.
That's right.
I'm just curious about those polls. There's been some talk about all these national polls and how accurate they are. I know in the past they've always been pretty accurate.
Well, and, you know, you always have to consider the source. Baron and I kind of talk a lot about, like, you know, if we were working on a project together and Baron and I put the poll together, I would believe the numbers. But, like, if somebody just comes up to me and they say, hey, we've got these numbers, you know, a lot of times, especially because in the past this has happened, people will put their thumb on the scale to try and get, you know, money for their candidate. So you have to have a very, you know, the thing about polling is you have to contract with credible people to do it. And, you know, you can't necessarily take it as gospel because, you know, if you look at some of the assumptions of turnout, they actually weren't necessarily correct. Like Madison County only voted like 10% of people or something.
Madison County had about 50% of their turnout from the primary,
mm-hmm.
whereas Montgomery had 78%.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll give you an idea. But one of the reasons for that discrepancy is Madison County had a huge boost in turnout for Tommy Battle.
Right.
And they didn't come back
and
out.
And their Senate race.
Yeah.
And then they didn't have that.
They had a contested house race up there, too.
Right. And so then all those won without, or, you know, were out of the,
right.
There wasn't a runoff there. And so there was nothing really to draw people back. No regional reason.
I think they ended up at 8% or something.
Right.
8 or 9%.
And then I think Mobile, Montgomery, like a lot of our places, the turnout was still good.
Yeah.
So what I was getting at there though, Doug, is that like you have to sort of you have to know things like that to be able to predict who you need to talk to. Because you can't just talk to people that vote, you know, one out of every four primary elections or something, because you're not going to get an accurate portrayal of the electorate. And so that's what's difficult. And that's actually the funny thing about the Hillary thing is the polls weren't actually wrong per se.
How you doing?
They just assumed that X number of people were going to vote and that they assumed that the Republican turnout would have been less in places like Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania. And that's what actually, I mean, you can look right at the discrepancy. It's pretty clear that they thought that those people were not either not going to vote or were going to vote for Hillary, and enough of them voted for Trump to throw it off.
Polling is usually pretty good, particularly when you combine multiple companies.
Right.
Each company has a little different way they select who they choose to call, how they choose to weight the people who called, how they choose to ask the questions. Everybody asks it in what order you ask the questions. All this goes into accuracy, and it's an art, not a science. And you can go through and you can reorder things and you can reselect people and push people around and de-emphasize people on.
Yep.
And I mean, there's a lot of statistical ways to do it. One individual poll, if you don't know how they did it and you just say, Hillary Clinton's up 12, well, okay, maybe. But if you have 10 polls that all say Hillary Clinton's up 12. She's probably up close to 12. I mean, that's just the cold, hard reality. That's the way it is. And my guess is Donald Trump was trailing pretty big, you know, a couple of weeks out.
Mm-hmm.
And because he had just had a really bad couple of weeks. But then people shake the cobwebs out of their head and they turn it around. But the polls that showed Hillary Clinton would win by 3, and then you look and Donald Trump wins the election, well, guess what? She did win the popular vote by 2 points.
Right.
So those weren't terribly wrong either. You go state by state. But what Dave said is right. If you know the company that you selected and you had a hand in how they were going to draw up the sample, how they were going to ask the questions, what order they were going to ask the questions in, which respondents would be emphasized more than others, if you know how the poll is constructed, you can take a great deal of faith in it, even though they only call 300 or 400 people statewide. You can get a very good understanding. If you don't know any of those things, that poll may be accurate, and it may be a fundraising poll where someone says, well, I got someone that's willing to give me $50,000, but I got to have a poll that shows me within 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they go out and they create a poll that will show them within 10 points.
Yeah, which is trash.
Yeah, well, but you know as well as I do, happens.
I know.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. And I will remind people, if you sell something to someone at cost, that does not mean you work for them.
Correct.
That just means, that's like Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart doesn't work for campaigns because they go buy nails to put signs on the road. Mm-hmm. No, they just sold them something at cost.
Right.
Actually, it's worse than Walmart. Walmart's at least making a profit.
That's right.
But if you're just a pass-through entity, you don't work for somebody. You're just doing a favor for a friend. You know, hey, I need $2,000 worth of calls. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that for you. And just pass it along. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. So do me a favor, everybody. If you're anywhere near a phone, do me a favor. Go by BelmontAssistedLiving.com. Even if you don't know anyone that needs assisted living or don't even think it's on the horizon, look at it. And tell me that's not one of the finest places you've seen that offers assisted living care. Belmont Assisted Living, BelmontAssistedLiving.com. My friend Anita Black over there does a great job. Last independently owned, locally owned assisted living facility in Montgomery where the owner is actually on site every day. You don't get that a lot of places. That's why you get 3 home-cooked meals a day, genuine home-cooked meals every day, laundry service, room cleaning service. You got a great facility out there with a pond. You've got some swings and chairs where people can sit and watch the sun go down. They've got great activities, Bible studies, midweek Bible studies, church services on the weekends. They've got doctors that come by there on a regular basis, podiatry visits and doctor's visits and nurse practitioner visits, med checks, blood pressure checks, weight checks. I mean, it's a great assisted living place, a great assisted living place. Get on the website, BelmontAssistedLiving.com, or call them, 273-0110, 273-0110. Talk to my friend Anita Black or whoever's over there. And go check them out. Go check them out in person. They're in East Montgomery off Taylor Road, off Copperfield, near the Baptist East Hospital, right there. Get by there when you get a chance. It's 11:30.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, AutoSaveTires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery?
If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals Guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Guys, welcome back in. 34 minutes after 11 o'clock. I am not going to do it today, only because I've eaten there 4 days of the last six. But I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And I did not eat breakfast this morning, and I'm so hungry.
So hungry.
And if I walked in there right now, I'd get the three meat calzones. So I'm going to describe it.
Oh, man.
Three kinds of pig meat. Bacon. Pepperoni. And whatever else is in there. What else is in there? Is it ham? Something else in there. Fancy ham, as Bo Holt would call it.
Fancy ham.
Let me tell you, this thing, my goodness. My goodness. If you are hungry, you know, I'm a hungry American.
Show up hungry.
I can eat a lot of food, and I rarely can finish the calzone.
Yep.
Rarely can finish the calzone. It's basically a medium pie folded in on itself for like $9. I mean, it's unbelievable. A great, great, great. And they give you a bag of chips just in case. Hey, look who's gaveling the house in.
Who that?
That's Bradley Byrne.
Oh, I can't see it. Okay.
I think it's Bradley Byrne. Looks just like
let
him.
Let me see. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have my glasses on.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your spot, Will. But I think Alabama's own Bradley Byrne was just gaveling in the...
Yeah, that's awesome.
Get one in the house. But anyway, go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That calzone, the strombolis, the regular pizza pies. My mouth's watering so much I can't get through
the
spot.
Even the salads.
The salad. You had a salad the other day.
Yeah, I did, and it was huge.
The Fitzgerald. You didn't even finish your salad.
No, I did. I couldn't finish the salad, and I didn't even add chicken, but just eating all the portobello mushrooms and all the red peppers and the pepperoncinis and the cheese. The tomatoes and all that, and it was on this huge bed of lettuce. I just couldn't finish all the lettuce.
It was wonderful.
But we had also gotten the antipasto plate, so I ate some of that cheese.
And cheese bread.
And olive topping on.
The herb goat cheese.
No, I'm not hungry, Baron.
No, I am so hungry. All right, the spot is over. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. No more talking about food.
Seriously.
Trapped in a studio for 24 more minutes. Who's this?
Hey, it's Fred. Good morning.
Morning, Fred. Good morning. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Fred.
I'm doing good. Got two things that are on point since it's not Friday. Number one, I do some work at our Prattville office, and I have gone at least 10 times to the Midtown Pizza Kitchen for their lunch special. Uh-huh. It's a whole pie with anything you want on it and a beautiful fresh salad. And it's $8.
Yeah.
$7.
Yeah.
And I mean, it is the best. I got pepperoni and then they're crumbled up pork sausage. Ooh. Or whatever.
I know about the crumbled up sausage, trust me.
And a beautiful
I'm so hungry right now. What are you doing? We just had to end the spots because I'm like, my stomach is eating its way out of my abdomen.
Now I'm making it back up. But anyway, folks, we don't talk about Prattville much. They're nice. It's easy to get in and get out.
Oh, it's great.
I have met the nice fella, and I don't remember his name, that is Italian. He came out and shook my hand, even though I was just getting something to go.
Oh, yeah, he always does.
But the Prattville store, y'all. Go to the Prattville store if you're in that area because it's phenomenal. And now the other thing that is on point is about polls. Were you guys surprised? I got the right two on the phone. Were you guys surprised at the margin of victory for Roby?
Yes.
Yes.
Because the polls didn't say that, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, she got more raw votes this time than she did last time.
And did the polls were pretty even?
I don't know, but I do know that it's very hard to convince people to vote for someone that they've voted against.
I will say this.
Yeah.
I talked to a pretty snazzy campaign professional the day after the election who said, I said, what's your takeaway from here? He said, I don't know. I said, what's the first thing you're going to do to analyze the election? He said, figure out who Martha hired for the ground game.
Yeah. Yeah,
said,
no
because
kidding.
She identified voters, mm-hmm. and they didn't.
Yep.
I still don't know how she did it. I don't know if they did it through phones, if they did it through face contact, if they did it through great micro targeting. They just knew what kind of voter had the propensity to vote for her. The answer should be in that FEC disclosure.
I mean,
she had to pay somebody because that was marvelous. They did a great job.
And on a minor scale, on that, it's hard to beat the incumbent.
Always.
You know how many incumbents lost this year in the primary? One.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
One incumbent lost all year in the primary.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I'll let somebody else talk is semi on point is I've got five $100 bills I'd like to donate to the campaign of your cohort that's on TV today. And who do I send that to?
Oh, you
cash?
Can't send any money.
You can't send any money. Yeah.
Not until 1 year out from the election.
What about if I send $1,500 to his house?
You can't do that either. That's illegal.
$2,500.
Call back and we'll tell you pack you can write it to.
If it's cash, you make it out to Barron and Dave.
That's right.
Hey guys, yeah, Dave Mallory, give me your address off the air. Hey, thank y'all.
Yeah,
good to talk to you.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228. You just put Barron and Dave on an envelope and bring it to the station. We will make sure it gets to the right pockets.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Jack, nobody's donated yet. It's unbelievable.
I know.
Papa B.
Hey, bud. How's it going today?
How are you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm doing okay. So, just let me get this straight a second. So, you're still of the opinion that the Mueller investigation has ulterior outcomes or motives?
No. I think I've moved into... I hate to do this because I hate when people do this, but I used to strongly believe that Mueller was a good actor and on the right side. I started out strongly believing that. I have not completely abandoned that, but I no longer strongly believe that. I'm starting to see evidence to the contrary. But look, Rosenstein is a Trump appointee. Mueller is a Rosenstein appointee. Jeff Sessions is still employed as the Attorney General. I mean, these are factors. You can talk all you want about these esoteric, he hired this person, and he talked to that person, and whatever you know about this. But I'm talking about known facts about the way the world works. I appoint you, you appoint him, he's on my team until I see evidence to the contrary. You know?
Yeah.
And that's where we are. Not only that, I mean, Rosenstein basically set up the call to fire Comey when nobody thought that was a good idea, and it turned out to be a great idea. Comey was in there sabotaging Trump from the beginning. And if the goal was to sabotage Trump, why would Rosenstein tell him to get rid of him? You know, he would keep him. So what I'm saying is, a lot of people look at this from our side of the aisle, Papa B. And I'm assuming, you know, you're on the far right with me. Yeah. A lot of people look at this and say, Trump's getting a raw deal. Mueller's out there harassing him and doing all this bad stuff. Look, you don't know that Trump didn't want to go after Manafort. You don't know that Trump didn't want to go after Cohen. You don't know that Trump didn't want to go after these people. You know why? These people were parasites sucking off of his teats. And he didn't like it anymore because they were promising people illegal things. They were promising access to the White House. You can't act like that once you're president. You got to take the people like that around you and get rid of them.
Well, I hadn't thought of it from that perspective, really. That does, that does seem to...
I mean, what's Manafort under investigation for? What's honestly, it's nothing to do with Trump. What's he under investigation for? Yeah,
money laundering. Yeah, well,
money laundering from Ukraine, with the Podestas and the Clintons. That's what he's under investigation for. Yep. And he was on the Trump campaign. You don't think when Trump found out his history, he was irritated?
He was with the Podestas in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
That money went through the Podesta group. Now you wouldn't know that because you watch the news, Papa B.
Well, I do more than that.
I'm saying is these aren't the things they talk about on the news. They talk about Trump's campaign managers under indictment. Well, yeah. I mean, a campaign chairman. Yeah, but he's under indictment for stuff he did with the Clintons and the Podestas. You know, in Ukraine, Clinton's friends, not Trump's friends. Remember Trump, Russia. This is the wrong narrative.
Right. Yeah, there are shades of covert things that are going on that we don't know fully the details of yet.
Yeah.
But apparently will be coming out in some time. And I'm with you. I mean, I stopped believing that Mueller was a good white hat some time ago. I think Mueller is, my opinion of it is he is out for his own, saving his own hide if possible.
Well, look, I'm not necessarily away from Mueller the white hat. I still, there's a piece of me who believes Mueller's a white hat still. But I do have my doubts on that issue, and I'm starting to have my doubts on Rosenstein based on the indictment of the 12 Russians on the eve of the Trump-Putin summit. But I'm not even away from that yet. I still see that's very possible that Trump is just cleaning house. Look, Mueller and Rosenstein and Chris Wray and Jeff Sessions, yes, they're protecting the DOJ and the FBI because those are institutions they believe in. They've all been employees of those institutions at one time or another, or are currently. Those are institutions they believe in with people who are their friends and family, and they know that, look, the FBI does do some good investigation. It does stop some bad guys and does stop some terrorist attacks and does stop some really bad actors in the world. But there are some bad actors within the FBI that need to be cleaned out as well. And I think the challenge for Chris Wray and Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller, take Mueller out of it, but and Jeff Sessions, the challenge for them is how do we clean it out without creating such a public backlash against it that it destroys the institutions and everything good they're doing in the process. And that causes frustration to people like Papa B and Baron and Dave and all our listeners because we're ready for people to hang.
Well, there's such a thirst for justice, especially with people like the Clinton Crime Network, and some of the things that we've seen about what they've been able to get away with for decades now, Yeah. I just want to ask you one other question.
Yes.
About Jeff Sessions. Now, I mean, he's not public at all in his actions, but it appears, I mean, the appearance is that he's just sitting behind his desk twiddling his thumb. Is that, do you think true, or do you think that there's more going on with him than is known?
Jeff Sessions appointed John Huber to work alongside Horowitz, the Inspector General, to open a grand jury investigation and to investigate using subpoena and grand jury tools that which Horowitz could not investigate using Inspector General tools. That is not evidence that Jeff Sessions is sitting behind his desk twiddling his thumbs. He did not tell anyone he had done that, and he voluntarily told us he had done that in an interview with I don't remember if it was Martha McCallum. It was one of the blondes at Fox News. All right, he sat down in an interview, and he volunteered that he had appointed John Huber, not a second special counsel. That would be terrible. Second special counsel would be awful. Nobody needs to be calling for that. Nobody needs to be asking for that. That would so delay justice beyond Trump's term
And it would probably cause Trump to get crushed in the 2018 elections and destroyed in the 2020 election. A special counsel is a bad deal. Anyone calling for that, discount everything else they say. They're dangerous and don't know what they're talking about. But what he did do that was good, he recognized the inspector general had limitations. And so he very quietly, and for the course of 6 months, Huber had a grand jury open and was investigating alongside Horowitz, the inspector general, and investigating these exact things that you and I are frustrated about. But Jeff Sessions, in the face of people like Papa B and everybody else that was calling talk radio all over America saying, what the hell is Sleepy Jeff doing? He's Sleepy Jeff. He's not paying attention. He's asleep at the switch. He wasn't asleep at the switch at all. He was doing justice the right way, the way it was supposed to be done, with no leaks, with legal due process, with grand juries, with competent career prosecutors. He wasn't trying it in the press. He didn't want to ruin the investigation. He didn't want to give the bad guys an example to say it was a political hit job. He did it inside the confines of what he's supposed to do. Sleepy Jeff can go down, in my opinion, will go down as an American hero if he pulls this off.
So when are we going to hear about it?
Well, the wheels of justice grind slowly, right, Papa B. Very, very slowly. You don't want to screw it up. Everything in the justice system, every advantage is tilted to the prosecution, especially federal prosecutors, because they have an unlimited budget.
Well, I got to say, I've got a lot more confidence now having heard from you about all this.
So well, thank you.
That's bolstering my confidence.
Yeah.
Because, boy, we need to see something bad, don't we?
Oh, we need something to change. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. But I think Rosenstein and Sessions and Chris Wray are in a tough spot because they have to clean out DOJ and FBI of all, and look, if you go down the list of all the people that have been fired or resigned under pressure or whatever, it's a long list of people that they've cleaned out. Career bureaucrats who intended to be at the FBI through the Trump administration and beyond, they're gone. Not just Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, Sally Yates. The list goes on and on. There's probably 12 or 15.
Bruce Orr,
Nellie Orr. All these people are gone.
If they're able to pull this off, and I pray that they are, the FBI had to be first. But after this is over with, the DOJ had to be first. But after this is over with, I predict that it will roll down through every single department.
Well, no, hold on. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad they mentioned that because there's two departments that were as critical or more critical to draining the swamp that are in the process of being cleaned up. You notice that Pompeo had to go to CIA before he went to state.
Yep.
And what happens is CIA doesn't become public.
Right.
And a lot of what happens at state doesn't become public. So there's a lot of swamp draining over there that's going on. Pompeo is absolutely a warrior for the Trump administration. And I still believe, Sleepy Jeff is as well. He just is a little bit more confined. A little bit more confined.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good call.
That was a great call. I like Papa B.
Yeah.
I like Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Yaman. Oh, there's a button that says that. Let me see if I can find it. It's right.
Yaman.
There.
All right.
Yes. Makes you want to smoke a doob. Makes you want to sail off to the islands.
A drink out of a coconut.
Yeah.
You know?
Crack a Kareem.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello,
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Hard to believe that football is right around the corner. At Ace, we have everything you need to transform your home for game day festivities. We have a full garden center with plants, mulch, rock, and gardening tools to turn a backyard into an oasis. We also have some awesome grills like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg. Not only do we carry the brands you want, we have the services you desire. So come in and see us at 3215 Taylor Road.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Segments is off the record. Off the record. Your secrets are safe with me, my friends. I will never tell anybody anything that happens.
Nope.
During the break.
Never.
Guys, I forgot to mention this during the second hour as I was reviewing my log, and I do apologize. But the second hour of this program, not the third hour, the second hour is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage saving our audience millions and millions of dollars through the miracle of compounding interest and the way it works. I'm a finance major, so I shouldn't know how this works, but it's a remarkable process, I guess you could say. If you just reduce something on your mortgage, just an eensy weensy bit, I mean, just like $50 or $100 here or there, you can pay off your mortgage like a decade earlier. It's just magic. It's voodoo. It's like someone threw pixie dust on your mortgage statement and it just shrunk or something. Get Kim Williams on the phone. This is, if you go sit down with one of these high-priced financial analysts and they look at your finances and they're trying to figure out how to make your dollar stretch a little farther, one of the first things they'll have you do is call someone like Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and they'll say, check on refinancing options. Because if you can refinance, and save, and it doesn't cost you anything but 5 or 10 minutes of your life. If you can refinance and save even $50 or $100 a month, your fortunes will change for decades.
And so don't think, well, I got a pretty good deal. I surely won't save that much money. Listen, you call Kim Williams. You let her tell you what to do. 567-4223. Or you do it online. You don't want to talk to somebody? I don't blame you. I don't like talking on the phone either. You like talking on the phone? No. Round no. Nobody likes talking on the phone.
Wrong. No.
ALAHomeMortgage.com. Get on our website. Punch it up. ALAHomeMortgage.com. And she'll get you squared away on that. That's safe, encrypted, secure. Stays right here in the River Region. And you're going to love it. Dave, we had a big week.
I know, we did.
Oh, hold on. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We had a big week. It was...
Yeah, I'll tell you, a lot of times I have this, like, post-election hangover and my bat goes out and I can't, you know, but, like, this year, I rode the wave pretty good.
Going undefeated helps?
Yeah, I mean, but that's not... Hey, that's not a new thing.
Ooh! Gauntlet thrown.
But it definitely does help. But, it, yeah, it was definitely a big week. Big week for, you know, one thing that we haven't discussed that we can get into next week or whenever is just that there will be an interesting cascade of, like, you know, this ends some careers.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It sets people back on certain priorities. It's just, and it also, I think, sets some people up to be rivals for offices.
In the future.
Up and down the ballot in the future.
I'll be interested. We ought to have you back next week. Obviously, you'll be back Thursday. But
Thursday.
Maybe earlier just to talk about some of those issues because some really long, distinguished legislative careers right here in Montgomery are gone.
Yeah.
Just in Montgomery, John Knight,
you got
and Alvin Holmes
right.
are toast. They'll never hold elective office again, I don't believe.
No.
John Knight lost, I guess, 4 elections in the last 12 weeks or something?
Yeah.
I mean, it was something silly. He trailed at the primary election both times, lost both runoffs. That's shocking to a lot of people. That's a former budget chair.
Yeah, that's a guy that had a lot of power and had been around a long time and, you know.
And it's gone. Just evaporated. Yeah. Alvin Holmes, of course, a lot of people are making a lot to do with Alvin Holmes losing. Alvin is in very bad health. And
yeah.
was not able to campaign. A lot of people knew that, and this was their chance to pick somebody new they liked that was on the ballot, the likable guy running against Alvin, and not have to have a special election in a year.
Yeah, I heard that he actually wanted to pull his name off the ballot, and the Nancy Worley told him that he had to say that in writing, and they didn't ever get a letter, and so they didn't take him off the ballot. So, like, he didn't even really want to run.
Yeah, he made no effort to campaign. Right. Raised no money, spent no money, no advertising, no ground people. He's not in good health. And, you know, William F. Buckley said, don't fight every Democrat, because you might get a worse Democrat.
That's right.
And there's some of them out there. John Knight is not a perfect public official, in my opinion, but he wasn't a terrible Democrat. And you fight a John Knight, you might end up with a worse Democrat. We'll wait and see if Coach David Burkett is a worse Democrat.
I think Coach will be all right. He's a good dude.
And the same thing with Alvin Holmes. He provided a lot of humor.
That's for dang sure.
There's nobody in Alabama now that can say the word Germany without
Germany.
Going, Germany! You can't even talk about little mules anymore. All of a sudden, you got to think of bestiality.
That's right. He sweet on a mule, mule sweet on him.
I don't care. So we wish Alvin well in his retirement and his health and the things he's dealing with. Those are the fallouts of elections people don't realize, that some things are over. Over.
Over.
3 shows this week. You feel like it's work yet?
Nah, we keep it light. It's a lot of fun.
Be careful. Guys, the Dan Morris Show just around the bend. Joey Clark and Dan Morris keep you busy till 3 o'clock, informed and entertained. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 21 hours.